Module 3, Networking for Success. When you're networking, it is important to make the most of the first meeting. In this module, we'll discuss how to create an effective introduction, make a good impression, minimize nervousness, use business cards effectively, and remember names. Creating an effective introduction. 3 steps to introduce yourself effectively. Number 1, project warmth and confidence. Many people size you up even before you say a word, which is why it's important to mind your body language. When you introduce yourself, stand up straight, relax, and establish eye contact. Number 2, state your first name and your last name. Depending on the situation, you may also state your affiliation or your position in the company. Example, hello, I'm Jill Smith, I'm the quality control officer. Number 3, when the other person has given their name, repeat it in acknowledgement. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Andrews, or it's nice to meet you, Joseph. Repeating their name is an acknowledgement that you heard their introduction. When you are networking, it's not just about presenting yourself. You may also find yourself introducing 2 strangers to one another. Here are some guidelines to introducing others. Take note of the pecking order. In business, introductions are made based on a person's seniority in a company. This is regardless of age or gender. When you make an introduction, present a person with a lesser status to the person with a higher status. Example, Carol Daniels, I would like you to meet President Andrews. Caroline is the head of the Public Relations Department. Introduce strangers first. If you are introducing 2 persons of equal rank to one another, start with a person that you don't know. This way, you can use the introduction to make the newcomer feel welcome. Mind titles. Unless invited otherwise, stick to using formal address, such as Mr. Gallagher or Attorney Lewis Harris. Making a great first impression. If you want to make a good impression, know that you need to project 3 C's. Confidence. Having a straight but relaxed posture. Hold your head high and steady, don't slouch or slump. Moving in a natural, unaffected manner. Maintaining eye contact with the people you are talking to. Competence, exhibiting knowledge of your craft. Know your way around the agenda. Being prepared for the meeting. Bring supportive materials to emphasize your points. Answer questions in a clear and professional manner, avoiding the use of slang or technical jargon. Asking relevant questions. Credibility, arriving on time. Being presentable, well-groomed, and mindful of dress codes. Keeping true to your word. Minimizing nervousness. Meeting people can be anxiety-provoking. The need to impress another person can be a lot of pressure. Here are some ways to minimize nervousness while in a social situation. Be informed. If possible, take time to research about the people you are going to meet, their work, values, and preferences. Knowing what is expected from you can prepare you adequately. Nervousness is amplified by going into a situation blind. Practice, practice, practice. Networking is a skill, which means that you can develop it with practice. Practice your introduction in front of a mirror and note what you need to improve. You can also practice with peers. Get feedback from others about the kind of impression you give. Try to meet as many people as you can. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Learn relaxation techniques. There are many activities that can help relax a nervous person. These activities include meditation, self-talk, visualization, breathing exercises, listening to music. Identify your triggers. If nervousness is a real problem for you, it is recommended that you identify what triggers your nervousness. Is it a lack of confidence? Is it fear of authoritative people? Awareness can help you catch yourself in time and respond accordingly. Believe in what you have to offer. It's easy to get intimidated by how successful or famous the other person is. But remember, they're people just like you. They would be willing to listen to someone who can offer them something that they need or want. Have faith in your business. Have faith in your personal worth. Adopt the mindset that you are doing them a service and it's your duty to not let them miss the opportunity of meeting you. Using business cards effectively. Networking is not complete without receiving or giving a business card. The business card is a way for you to follow up on the people you have met. Likewise, it is a way for them to contact you for further meetings. More than that, your business card is a way to brand yourself. Professional-looking business cards send the message that you're professional. Adding your company motto or tagline in your business advertises you and what you're all about. 5 tips on using business cards effectively. Number 1, never be without your business cards. Make sure there's always a stack in your office desk and in your wallet. You'll never know, even a trip to the grocery store can present an opportunity to network. Number 2, follow the protocol and hierarchy. Cards should not be given to senior executives that you meet unless they've asked for one. Number 3, time the presentation of your card. Don't just hand over your business card at any random moment. Handling a business card in the middle of a discussion can be an interruption, as parties would need to take a moment to give it a look. You also want to make sure that your card is perused at point when the other person can give it his or her full attention. The best moments to hand a card is when you're asked for one, when you're asked to repeat your name, or when someone offers to send you something. If the two organizations that you represent are well known to each other, although you haven't met your host before, offering your card is probably best left to the end of the meeting. If your host is unfamiliar with your company, offering your card at the beginning of the meeting is good practice. Number 4, accompany your business card with an explanation of what you can offer them. When you hand another person your card, give a brief action recommendation. This can increase the likelihood of them contacting you again. For instance, you may say, "I think I can help with your PR concerns, Mr. Johnson. Here's my card." You may also ask for referrals. Invite the other person to send your contact details to anyone they know who can use your services or products. Number 5, when receiving a business card, show the other person that you value their card. Look at the business card for a few seconds. Comment about the card. Let them see that you take care in storing their card as well, instead of just jamming it in your pocket. Remembering names. Remembering names may be difficult for some people, but it is not impossible. It's a skill, something that you can improve with constant application. Here are some ways to remember names. Repeat. When someone is introduced to you, repeat their name. "It's a pleasure to meet you, Mark." This can help reinforce your memory of the name. You may also introduce them to someone else so that you can create an opportunity to use their name. Use mental imagery. We think in pictures, therefore associating an image with a name can help in assisting recall. For example, after meeting Bill the plumber, imagine the word Bill spelled with pipes. If Jason Smith is a marathon runner, imagine Jason running on a treadmill in a gym called Jason's. Or just imagine a person's name written on their forehead. Pick an imagery that works for you. The more striking or exaggerated your mental picture, the bigger are the chances of recall. Put it on paper. Write the name down as soon as you can, or write their details on the business card they give you so that you would remember them the next time you see them around. Just make sure you don't let the person see you writing on their business card. Use their name in creative sentences. Mentally construct sentences that are fun and a bit frivolous to make name recall less stressful. Alliterations or repeating constant sounds in succession are a great way to remember names. For example, to remember Jane who sells kitchenware, you can repeat in your head, "Jane makes jam and juice in January." Be genuinely interested. Remembering names begin with attitude. If you are sincerely interested in a person, then they would make an impact on you. If you adapt the attitude that everyone is interesting and are a potential ally in business, then remembering names would come as second nature. Case study. Bill, a public relations specialist, was at a networking conference representing his company. While at the conference, he ended up meeting someone who represented a soft skill training company. Bill learned his name was Billy and made a joke about the coincidence. Bill told Billy that his company had been looking for a group to hold training sessions, and it was fortunate that they had met. They exchanged cards and went their separate ways. After Bill got back from the conference, he told his manager about his new connection, and they ended up hiring someone from Billy's training company to hold a training session focused on successful networking tactics.